This is JIS News. Coming up, mathematics specialists to be deployed to 150 schools starting today, 16 schools removed from shift system, and persons urged to remain vigilant in protecting themselves against mosquito bites. Stay with us. The news in detail after this break.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Mathematics coaches and specialists are being deployed to primary and secondary schools. The Ministry of Education started the deployment today, September 1, and these specialists will be placed in 150 schools. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the move is part of plans to improve the teaching skills of mathematics teachers, as well as student performance in the subject.
Principals and department heads have already been trained to lead the mathematics revolution in Jamaica. And the ministry is depending on them to ensure the successful implementation of this initiative in accordance with the national mathematics policy.
The education minister says the increased focus on mathematics is in keeping with the belief that mastery of the subject is a predictor of a country's ability to take advantage of economic opportunities in the 21st century. In the meantime, the Ministry of Education is reporting that 16 schools have been taken off the shift system in time for the start of the new school year. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says 3 primary and 13 primary and junior high schools have been removed from the shift system to allow for a more effective delivery of the curriculum and efficient school administration.
The aim is to efficiently utilize human and physical resources in order to improve how students learn. And we're going to do the same, you know, in other places to better utilize teachers and school plant.
As part of efforts to consolidate secondary education in St. Thomas, the Paul Bogle, Robert Lightburn and Seaforth High Schools have been united into one district under common management. The Ministry of Health is encouraging school administrators to continue to ensure mosquito breeding sites are eliminated from school grounds. Director, Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-DeCass, says efforts should be ongoing since the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads chikungunya, mostly bites in the daytime and is generally found in and around places where people gather, such as schools.
We continue to ask our public to ensure that they take all of the measures to prevent the breeding of mosquitoes, because as there is no specific treatment for this virus and there is no vaccine, the main way to prevent getting ill is to prevent mosquito bites.
Dr. Bullock-DeCass is reminding persons to search for and destroy mosquito breeding sites by getting rid of containers in which water can settle, punching holes in tins before disposing, and covering large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. And the Ministry of Health has confirmed 4 additional cases of chikungunya, bringing the total number of confirmed cases for Jamaica to 21. Of this number, 18 are from local transmission, 2 imported, and 1 considered cryptic due to the uncertainty of whether the virus was contracted while traveling overseas or through local spread. The affected parishes remain St. Thomas, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and Kingston and St. Andrew. There have been no deaths. The Ministry of Health is reminding persons to protect themselves and their children from mosquito bites by using insect repellent containing DEET, covering their body as much as possible, for example by wearing long-sleeved clothing and installing mesh on doors and windows. For more information on chikungunya, contact the Ministry's Emergency Operations Center at 1-888-1-LOVE. That's 1-888-663-5683. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.